Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Does anyone actually know how to work an office chair? Or do you just monkey with it long enough to where you don't get it where you want it? It's just good enough. And then you're like, I'm just going to stop.
It's the latter.
Yeah, this chair, for whatever reason, is it's pitching me forward. You know, it's like a reverse recline. Like it's an old person's chair that's trying to throw you forward. And I don't know how to get it to not do that. So I'm just playing with, I'm playing with things at the bottom until I figure it out. And it's just, it's very distracting right now.
Yeah. So, you look like you're wrestling a bear over
yeah,
there.
It's, and I can get it to where it stops. But then when I get it to stop, then it reclines me all the way back like I'm taking a nap. I need somewhere
you know,
just
listen,
in the middle here.
For those of you who think we have it easy.
I don't know.
I give you this. Exhibit
well,
C.
This is the best I... This is yeah, the exhibit
court.
C.
Yeah, I don't
this
know.
This is where I'm at
it's hard.
Now.
It's hard. You know, you have to be comfortable, and if you can't get comfortable in your chair, this is a problem.
I'm either reclined 45 degrees or I'm pitched forward 45 degrees. I don't know.
I don't know how you're going to do the show.
And look, a lot of core strength at this point.
You need to call an engineer in here? Oh, wait, we don't have one.
I'm going to have to activate my glutes, Tiger Woods style, and just force myself up.
Although I think Cooley's engineer interview is going on
right
now. Is
that who the...
I don't know. Somebody walked in a suit.
Yeah.
And I know it's not an on-air guy.
Yeah, I didn't know what was happening
we
there
We need
either.
An engineer.
Yeah.
But we also lost a salesperson yesterday, too, so...
No. And that was
Cooley's got a lot of hiring to
and
do.
And that was kind of a fun, like, just like middle of the day. By the way, I'm wrapping it up, and I'm out.
Yeah, she don't give an F.
No.
She's out of here.
No.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of things going on. A lot of what-have-yous right now. And then we're burying the lead.
We are.
Schultzy has become headband guy. And
Jordan Schultz, everybody.
Yeah, Jordan Schultz.
What's up, guys?
Find it interesting, by the way, that a day after I call out Buck for basically trying to sabotage the program and be the fan man's new henchman, Buckley's not on the program? Just find that a little weird.
Well, we should point out the vultures are really circling around here over Dusty's dead chair.
Yeah.
And today was Buckley. We had Patrick Harrison here a couple days ago. Luke filled in one day. Am I missing?
Nemec was in here.
Nemec last week.
And Nemec was...
And Schultz gets a crack on Friday.
Yeah, there's a lot. Look at Schultz right there. He's like, he's pulling an M&M right now. This is his one shot. And look, he's wearing a headband now and... Like, I think he goes home at night and psychs himself up.
These guys might all kill each other.
It's possible.
And then no one will get the gig.
No. I will say, and Schultzy, I love you, but if someone is going to lose it over this and stab someone, it's probably going to be you.
My wife may or may not have said the same thing.
See?
I think
Schultzy at some point is going to corner Dusty and do the, look, you can give it to whoever you want. I'm just saying. Or else.
No,
and then I think it's just going to be left at that.
Oh, Ortner's going to get a crack too, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
Ortner.
I don't know if he's already got his shot yet.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. No one else is wearing a full headband and not like a Bill Walton
headband. Yeah, let's talk about that. What are
like
you doing
a
over
Nadal
there?
Nadal sort of thing.
What's that?
I mean, I just like how it looks. And my face is kind of fat and it just works. Like it's
hot.
It's just
hot.
My hair, it fits everything.
Is this part of the rebrand?
I already did the rebrand like 2 years ago. Like on this program, I became Schultzy. But like, what was it? Maybe 2 or 3 months ago when they did the Bill Walton tribute at Moda, they handed out those 32 tie-dye headbands.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I've just been on a hell of a headband kick.
You're the new Bill Walton.
Not necessarily. I was thinking more like Bryce Harper or, you know, MLB.
Oh, you're
like
the new
white,
Bryce Harper?
No, like don't white players yourself. That can, like, pull off a headband.
I love bridges.
Well, I think the jury is out whether or not you can pull that off, Schultzy, but I love the effort. Well,
so people say no. So you're saying, eh?
The people, listen, I'm not going to make a judgment yet because it's new and I'm jarred by it.
Yeah.
I understand.
And it's just not normal work fare. You know, it's like, it's throwing me off because it's like, wow. Because as a headband, you'd see somebody at the gym with the headband or running outside.
Maybe a hike.
Not necessarily in the workplace. So I'm still trying to wrap my head around it, but I'll get back to you on it.
I love it because it fits, because I've never seen, Schultzy at any point is ready to take BP. He's always wearing some sort of Mariner warm-up thing.
And he's got the chains.
Yeah, so the fact that the headband...
Do you have cleats on?
No, I wish, but no.
He's the Ichiro of the fan. At any given time, he's ready to go. I'm all about it. Look, I too find it jarring, and I'm still not used to seeing it, but I'm not going to lie. I love the confidence, because I've talked about this. I want to be like hat guy. I want to wear like hats other than baseball caps. I can't do it. Every time I put one on, I'm like, no. And so the fact that Schultzy has the balls, the intestinal fortitude, if you will, to put on a headband and be like, no, I'm just wearing this headband.
He's working through it. It's good.
I'm a little envious.
I appreciate you guys. I'm ultimate sports dude. Like, I am just sports bro fan, and I work at a sports radio station. So what better way to lean into it than to dress like I wish I were an athlete?
Schultzy is very sportsy. Yes,
not even close to actually being an athlete, but I can dream, right?
Well, I mean, everyone can be an athlete, Schultzy.
Yeah, I think the dream is over.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm 36.
Wow. Well, I mean, that died a long time ago. He's 36 years old. What do you think he's going to do?
Buckley's doing that Clydesdale tri-sprint thing.
Oh, that's true.
Right? I mean, we all can find something.
I mean, if I could do like a 3-on-3 league, sure. But maybe a beer league softball team.
Let's get
team.
You into Mariners fantasy camp.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, my buddy plays fantasy baseball.
Looks so bad.
Great.
And he loves it. He goes, and like, because he's a big Mets guy. Yeah. So, like, he's my live Mets game text. We text back and forth during the games, which is always fun to have a guy that you can hate on your team simultaneously, like in real time. But he does a lot of, now, like, he'll go and do other camps as well. And he's got an ultimate troll job going. He's going to go play a game at Fenway Park. He's got another friend of his that always does Red Sox fantasy camp. So it was like a grand. And in September, he gets to go out and he gets to play a 9-inning game at Fenway. You get a tour of the place. You get to go behind the wall. You get to be in the clubhouse, all that. And you get the full uniform and everything. And for his name and number, I think the name, if I'm not mistaken, was like, I think he went champion on the back, and then he put 86 on the back of his Red Sox jersey.
Troll.
He's going full troll job, and I love it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, he goes and plays all he does.
So
all
it's
the
Red Sox fantasy camp? He's a Mets fan?
Yeah, he's a diehard Mets guy, and it's a Red Sox fantasy camp game. Like, it's not a camp. It's just it's one game. It's like against Red Sox alums. And he got in because his buddy goes to Red Sox camp, and so they invited him. And I guess his buddy had like a +1, so he gets to play against old Red Sox players at Fenway Park, and he's going to troll him with an 86 Mets championship jersey, which is just fantastic. It's a great troll job. That may be the best $1,000 he ever spent.
I hope they kick him out and don't refund his money.
Plus, playing a game at Fenway... Like, that's pretty badass. So, Schultzy, you just got to get into stuff like that and then just be headband guy.
Did you
be
see
that guy that takes it way too seriously?
They played a day game today at Fenway.
Yeah.
And the guy who walked it off hit a 308-foot home run.
Ah.
308. And that's his, like, third home run, I think, in three games.
Yeah.
The cracker box.
308. Yeah. He went oppo down the right field line around Pesky's pole.
Yeah.
That's actually, I've sat right behind Pesky's pole. The seat isn't even pointed toward home plate.
So you're right. It's pointed, what, towards the outfield?
Yeah, like basically you're looking at the green monster. It's pretty odd.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, you have to kink your head the
whole
time.
Fenway's great. It's but a 308-foot home run, that is a home run in exactly one ballpark.
I don't know. Yankee Stadium's kind of a joke. Yankees.
No, they said it is a home run in exactly one particular ballpark.
And it's and it's a low fence, too, out there.
Yeah.
At least if you have a short port, sometimes they have a high wall. Yeah, not in Fenway, but...
So that guy should just go for 308-foot home runs?
Yeah, just going to play into it. It's the best stadium.
Well,
if you had to watch a game, because there's only two great old stadiums anymore, and that's Wrigley and Fenway. And
I thought Fenway was better than Wrigley.
I agree. Well, Wrigley's cool, but there's just something about... And
Fenway's
unbelievable. They're both neighborhoods, and so you walk into them, but the dimensions of Fenway and all the little quirks, when I went there, I sat in center field right as the little weird rhombus where the wall meets... Like
oh, where they
field.
Have that little like center field batter's eye like
yeah,
blanket.
It's a weird. It's like a jog of a river. It's just it's a strange. I sat right there and was able to put my feet up on the wall. Dude, Fenway is incredible.
The other thing that I hope happens to your buddy if they don't kick him out and not refund his money is I hope that a ball goes right through his legs.
And that would be and
that
it,
would be
and
great.
It costs his team the game.
Yes.
What if he does it on purpose though? Just to throw the game to piss off all the to piss off all the Red Sox faithful, because I'm assuming everyone in there is going to be a diehard Red Sox fan, but him, he's a diehard Mets guy.
Well, you never know.
Wearing an 86, when he told me he was going 86, I'm like, man, that is troll level like 1,000, and I love it.
Is Bill Buckner dead?
No.
I thought he just passed
away. Actually, I think he did.
Like,
I think he recently
ago.
Passed away.
Yeah, he died. Yeah. I was going to say, what if he's on the other team? Because you said they're playing against old
Red Sox. Yeah, I think it's playing. I think it's like a Red Sox alumni thing.
Actually, I sat at, like, it was literally a 90-plus minute rain delay at Fenway Park one night. It was really cool. My wife and I sat and drank beer in the concourse. And since it's all set up in a neighborhood, you could still go to a bar or two. It was fun. Yeah.
By the way, Bill Buckner, super dead.
What year?
2019.
Oh.
Wow.
He died before
COVID?
Yeah, dude, I would have sworn that was like a COVID or shortly after COVID death, but no,
There was a famous baseball player super from dead. A moment that we all think of that just passed away then. That had to have happened.
What?
No, Suk just said, like, he thought Bill Buckner died a year ago. I agree. I think there was a big old, like, name that we kind of, you know, think of every few years that passed away recently. I just don't remember who it is.
Oh, in baseball?
Yeah.
I mean, it happens. I mean, there's so many old ballplayers. I just remember, like, I remember us briefly mentioning the Buckner thing, and then I was like, "What? It always seemed, the older I get, it feels like things are closer. When I was young, it was the other way around, but now that we're old, I always feel like stuff happened recently, and then when you actually look at it, you're like, oh my God, that was, you know, 8 years ago, 10 years ago, and you're like, oh, well, that's, it's, everything in my mind is recent. And
a little radio history for you?
Yeah.
The fan staff led by our new fearless leader, Ryan Cooley. Well, I say the fan staff. The Odyssey Portland staff.
Yeah.
Some of the salespeople and Johnny, put him in a body bag, Johnny, was out there. And they were all looking at, when you walked in.
Yeah, the
they were
photos.
All looking at the old photos of KWJJ, which eventually turned into the Fan.
Yes.
And... those photos, they're all old radio photos. And they're broadcasting radio. Paul Harvey's on there. And it looks as if they're from the 50s.
Yeah. Well, I saw you guys, and that certainly looks like that's a 50s or 60s sort of photo.
That station didn't launch until 1968.
Oh.
Those photos are from the 70s.
Ah, so we potentially, you and I were both alive.
They said 1 year was 1975, and that's the year I was born.
Yeah. Did you feel a little old there?
Well, it was so weird. They just looked so old-timey, the photos. But now, I bet, like you're saying, like,
well, that gets
they
me
kind of are now.
When I see...
So hold on. I was born in 1975.
Yeah.
I think of 1975 as like 25 or 30 years ago. It indeed was not.
No.
You know?
And that's
50 years
ago. Yeah, that was my point.
So that's what I'm saying. So these photos... So in my head, and I'm sure everybody does this based on when they were born.
Sure.
In my head, that was the 50s.
Yeah.
That all tracks.
Yeah.
No. That was 1975.
Yep. I do it now when I see old, sports footage. of games that I remember watching, and I'm like, oh, I remember this like it's yesterday, and then you watch them, and you're like, oh my God, that looks like it's 1952. Like, there's no HD cameras, there's just, like, the set, it just looks terrible, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm a million years old. Because in my mind, I'm like, that World Series just happened the other, no. No, that World Series was 40 years ago.
By the way, Pete Rose?
Yeah, that happened.
That's probably who
perhaps
I was thinking.
That's what we're thinking.
Oh, there was like Octavio Dotel that passed away too, but that's not nearly as big. But I think Pete Rose is probably the big one.
Well, and also was the great Sam Tung over there with you? Our new
he was not.
So if you don't know, the new Ryan Cooley is now the Tunger, Sam Tung. He's now our new Ryan Cooley.
Yeah, like what, GSM or something?
Yeah, he's the new...
That stands for general sales manager.
Yeah, because our general sales manager is now our fearless leader. Yeah. And now we have a new sales
And every time somebody gets promoted, they just eliminate the prior job.
Yeah, he just goes away. And
it's the most radio thing I've ever heard.
For sure.
Absolutely.
So now we really only have one executive, and it's Ryan Cooley.
Did you know Dusty has an office, though, now?
Yeah.
That son of a bitch got an office.
Well, there's nobody else to take it.
I just can't believe, of all the people, Dusty's the one that ended up with an office.
Yeah, that's our old studio. Remember when they shoved us in there?
But Sam Tung has the best weird connection to this show that I've ever heard in my entire life. So I was in the I was eating my lunch a little bit ago, sitting there like in our little break room, whatever. And the Tunger comes over, starts chatting with me. And he says, he goes, hey, I thought I heard you say something the other day. He goes, the BTJ. And I was like, yeah. He goes, is she from Nagoya?
No way.
And I said, yeah. I said, she's from Nagoya. Because remember, that was when Sabrina Ionescu was coming back and they were playing the Nagoya women's team.
Right.
And he goes, dude, this is the weirdest thing. He goes, my mom, I was talking to my mom. So Sam Tung's mother has lived in the following three places in her life. Anchorage, Alaska, home of me, Salina, Kansas, of you, and the coup de grace, she lived in Nagoya as well.
Come on.
Yes.
No. Come on.
I was saying, he was sitting around with his mom, and his mom goes, you know, because she listens to the show and is aware, and she goes, hey, just so you know.
She
lived in my hometown, your hometown, and just to be and I was like, okay, Anchorage and Salina are weird enough. Like, who else?
What are the odds?
What are the odds of Anchorage and Salina? Because it's one thing if it's like Eugene and Seattle, but from Anchorage to Salina, and then by the way, for good measure, let's throw in Nagoya, Japan. Yeah.
Incredible.
Mrs. Tung has done all three.
Shout out to MT.
And I thought that was the strangest primetime connection I've ever heard in my entire life.
That really is.
Yeah.
Small world.
A small world. That's a big ass world. Think about the distance in those three cities. And yes, she lived in every one.
Now that we're down this path.
Yeah.
And we're covering a lot here.
Covering a lot.
Can I give you one of those that I had just yesterday?
Please do.
So, Mom and Pa Ropper here.
Love Mom and Pa Ropper.
So we got our first cardiology appointment with... Pops.
Now that they're here, we got to run through a battery of tests to make sure that they stay here.
He's been diagnosed with something called amyloidosis, okay? And it's a very rare genetic condition.
Know you don't want doisis at the end of any sort of...
That's like a house, like... I heard that exact term from the show House. That's crazy.
And it can affect your heart.
Yeah.
Your heart!
That's no...
Actually, a lot of body parts, but, his ticker.
Yeah.
And so we get up to the cardiologist guy at OHSU, and he comes into the room. Very nice guy, Dr. Masri. Give him a little shout out.
What's up, bud?
He was great. He is one of four doctors on the West Coast doing research on amyloidosis. I'm pronouncing that right.
Okay,
it's a newer thing. And he said that of all the people in the United States, only about 25,000 are being treated for amyloidosis.
So that is beyond rare. 330 plus million, and you got, a handful.
So what are these odds?
Yeah.
That one of the 25,000 being treated for amyloidosis is my father.
Yeah.
We go in and see this cardiologist who is one of the four researchers on the West Coast for amyloidosis. And guess what? He's my neighbor.
I loved you. Like, hey!
I was like, hey!
I wonder if he was like, oh my God. Because now you can just pop in and be like, hey, Doc.
Oh, they don't like it. They don't like it when you know where they live.
No, that's not a good thing.
But he looked at me, and he was really nice. And he looked at me. Well, he goes, I thought I recognized you. I said, hey, do you live in Southwest Portland? He goes, I thought I recognized you. And then he made fun of me for getting up so early and walking my dog.
Yeah.
He was like, who does that? I'm like, well, I do that.
Let's also talk about how good is it to be Isaac Ropp when he's living in cardiologist neighborhoods.
Dude, yeah, Southwest Portland. Yeah.
That's right. Look at Ropp. That's right. That's a low-key flex right there, and I like it.
Hey, he's my neighbor.
Gated community Ropp there?
What?
Gated community rock?
Oh,
there?
No.
There's no cardiologists in my neighborhood. We got cardiologist patients.
It's just amazing.
That is a weird.
Isn't it?
I love little coincidences like that.
Well, here we are.
Yeah.
All right, you guys ready? Sports. You guys ready to party?
Ah, let's get our headbands on.
Thank you. There's your first segment. We've got our headbands on. Schultzy is in for Buckley today. Who do you think's winning the battle right now? Do we got a leader in the clubhouse for Dusty's?
I'm not touching a thing in there. Look, Schultz's ready to snap at a moment's notice, so we should probably just giggling in there, and it's terrifying.
I'm just very excited for my shot on Friday. I'll just say that. That's the only thing I'm throwing out there.
That's a hint that perhaps something big's coming.
Yeah, I feel like Schultz's calling his shot right now.
I did not say that at all, but
let's just say there will be bits.
Yeah.
Headlines next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I think we'll start with your hat.
Oh, yeah. The oil. Let's do it. Oil country.
Our Oilers.
Yes.
Take on the hated Florida Panthers tonight.
It's the last chance to stop this stupid-ass Miami team from becoming a hockey dynasty. And their coach is the douche. They have the douchiest player in the league. And no one gives two S's about hockey in Sunrise, Florida.
Would they be a dynasty? They would only have won two in a row.
Yeah, they would have been this is the third straight Stanley Cup finals. They would have won two in a row. And, I mean,
I'm not sure that's a dynasty. Were my Lightning a dynasty when they won two in a row a couple years ago?
Yeah, dynasty may be a strong word, but that they're etching their name in some record books. Three Stanley Cups in a row, two wins. I can't have that. And like I said, I hate their best player. I hate their coach. He's such, this is how douchey their coach is. So they beat the Carolina Hurricanes, and the Carolina Hurricane head coach is Rob Brind'Amour, who is one of the most respected, like, he won a Stanley Cup. He was a team captain forever there. The dude's a Hall of Famer, and he's the coach of the Carolina Hurricanes. And Paul Maurice, who's the head coach of the Panthers, at the end of series, it's one of the great traditions in hockey, is you all get together and you shake hands, right? No matter how heated it gets, everyone gets together, no matter how disappointed you are, and you line up and everyone shakes hands and you pay respect. It's one of the things I absolutely love about this sport. And that douche canoe for the Panthers had the nerve to, in the line, to go up to Rod Brind'Amour, like, after the game, and tell him that head coaches shouldn't be in line. That they don't, the head coaches should not shake the hands of the players. They don't get to be in the handshake line. Like, who the hell are you to decide that for anyone, let alone a Hall of Fame player? And
who the hell are you?
I can't. If I had a monkey paw, believe me, I would wish the Florida Panthers to get swept. So they're really good.
Oilers are favored, though, right?
And it's basically a pick'em series. So it went 7 games last year.
The Oilers have home ice.
The Oilers have home ice. And,
I know that.
And hopefully, like, the Panthers a couple years ago lost in the Stanley Cup Finals, came back, and the Oilers are saying all the right things, that, you know, they're a little more comfortable this time. You know, the moment won't be too big for them. And they have the best player in the world, maybe the best player in my adult life that I've ever seen play. And you would think
Wayne Gretzky.
There's a lot of pressure on him. I mean, this is,
you're talking about Connor McDavid.
Connor McDavid. This is LeBron not having an NBA title and then getting another crack at it. This is, if you truly are the best player of a generation and one of the handful of the great players of all time, this is where you put your team on your back and you go get one.
Well, surely they won't lose to him 2 years in a row.
Florida's really good.
Yeah.
Florida's really good.
I'm going to bet on the Oilers, I think.
I hope so.
Wait, you hope I'm going to bet on the Oilers?
Yeah, let's go on an adventure together as a show.
Did you bet on the Oilers?
I did not. I have not bet on this. When I have a real rooting interest, like I actually like want a team, sometimes it's easier for me to just maybe take a step back.
Mm. You got any money on the big softball final?
Texas Tech. I saw the one gal from Texas Tech got $1 million in NIL.
Yeah.
Boy, we're handing out $1 million checks in softball?
Apparently.
Woo,
Texas doggy. V Texas Tech game one tonight.
Yeah.
Best of three. For all the Marbs.
I would say that I don't know anything about either of those teams, but I guess go Texas Tech because...
Yeah, you know. Nobody's rooting for the Longhorns.
Yeah, I guess
they're the Florida Panthers of the softball, right?
I wouldn't think so. I mean, like, that would be, like, Texas is like the, like, one of the marquee schools.
No, I'm just saying, like... We only have 4 teams to choose from.
Yeah.
Edmonton is to Florida as Texas Tech is to Texas.
Yeah, if you don't have a rooting interest, root for Texas Tech.
Of course.
Yeah.
The Red Raiders. Guns up, baby.
Yeah. I guess Texas Tech, though, I mean, they may be on the come up in all sports. Like, yeah. They're investing.
All that oil money.
Yeah.
Now, it could be a big few weeks for Canada in U.S. sports.
Yes, because the Stanley Cup has not been on native soil. Which would be Canada, since 1993, which is kind of the other reason.
That's crazy.
I would like it to go back to Canada because it's their sport.
This is their chance. Come on.
Yes.
You blew it last year.
Yes.
Figure it out, Canada.
And this would have been Edmonton's third opportunity since the drought started in 94. This will be Edmonton's third crack to bring it back north of the border.
Come on, McDavid.
So, get it done.
You idiot.
Yes.
But there's another reason why it could be a big week for Canada in U.S. sports. There's another reason. Yeah, there's another reason.
And we got the political stuff. That's always fun.
Well, it's not that.
No, I'm just saying there's tension there, even though half of the damn, you know, every player in the NHL, half of them are from Canada.
So we'll get to that coming up next. As headlines continue, here is Schultzy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hot Canada and hockey talk?
Yeah, listen, I got more Canada talk here because I was reading about Canada today because I love Canada.
I do too.
Big Canada guy.
I am pro-Canada.
If it were warmer, I'd be all over it.
Well, hot, soon.
Hot take, but not their anthem is prettier than ours.
Oh, yeah, that's not a hot take. Yeah. I think that Oh Canada's wonderful.
Yeah, and the when they, it's just, watch tonight when they sing Oh Canada, it's freaking phenomenal. And well, pretty soon they'll be our 51st state, so.
That's right.
That's true.
Jeez.
I was saying that it could be a big few weeks for Canada here in the U.S. in sports. Mm-hmm. Well, one, of course, if Edmonton wins the Stanley Cup, they bring the cup back to Canada for the first time since, what'd you say, 93?
93.
We also have two Canadians in the NBA Finals.
Oh, yeah. Shea is Canadian.
And so is my guy Lou Dort. Did you know that?
I can't say that I knew that Lou Dort was. So was he on the when? Because I watched that the gold medal thing on Netflix, where they did they followed the U.S. basketball.
I didn't watch it.
It was pretty good, and they did show Team Canada on there, and Shea was. I don't remember Lou Dort. Maybe I just.
Well, he might not have been on the team.
That's why I was wondering. I didn't know if he played on.
He's from Montreal.
Yeah,
Dr. Dort.
Okay,
and Shea is from Hamilton, Ontario. Mm-hmm. But they were saying in this article, it was Wall Street Journal was in this this article was interviewing some fans who thought that this was a bigger deal for Canada, these two guys, than the cup.
Oh,
and the reason they were saying
so
that
dumb.
Is because there's a ton of Canadians in the NHL.
Yes,
so it's sort of like it's a hybrid league: Canadians and Americans, and Canadian teams and American teams. Yeah. Whereas here. A lot of people in Canada grew up Steve Nash, like Steve Nash, he's Canadian, of course.
Yes.
Steve Nash sort of helped
basketball
usher basketball in up there.
Yes.
And then, you know, you had Vince Carter, but a lot of those people that grew up there idolizing Steve Nash are big basketball fans, and SGA, mm-hmm. with a side dish of Lou Dort, they're quintessential Canadian guys. Like SGA, for example, like we know how the Canadians are very, you know, they're very humble, they're very nice.
Yes.
That's SGA.
Yes.
Like he is not Anthony Edwards.
No.
You know.
No.
Very, like that right there is a great line of demarcation. If you want to talk about U.S. star versus Canadian star, I give you Anthony Edwards versus Shea Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yes.
So the Canadians love Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. So... many Canadians who grew up idolizing Steve Nash or Vince Carter, they're Hoops fans, and they are rooting for... Oh, and one other thing they pointed out in there, which I had no idea, James Naismith, the man who invented the game, is Canadian. I don't know how many people know that,
yeah.
But he hung his peach baskets in Massachusetts, but he was Canadian. So they are saying that a lot of folks in Canada, now these games are staggered. So you got hockey tonight, basketball tomorrow.
They're not going to ever, and right. I'm sure, you know, hockey, this was, you know, no one wanted to, but hockey especially does not want to go head to head. So yes, there will never be a night here during the finals where the two overlap.
But they were talking about how if they had games at the same time, it would be very hard to walk into a bar in Canada and with your Oklahoma City jersey on and say, hey, turn on SGA. Yeah. They wouldn't do it. It's all hockey
it's
up
all
there.
Hockey.
So there are a lot of people rooting for Oklahoma City through Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and my guy, Lou Dort.
Lou Dort.
And so it could be a big week for Canada in U.S. sports for that reason as well.
And look, I get it because Canada is so much smaller than us from a population standpoint. But one of the reasons why I tend to pull for Canada is this: when it's one of theirs, that place rallies like you wouldn't believe around their own. Same thing, like when the Blue Jays come to town in Seattle, they take over that stadium.
It's disgusting
because like there's an entire country that it roots for one team, you know? And so it's that way, obviously, now with the Toronto Raptors, like that entire country rallies around it. So
that's why four Blue Jays are on the All-Star ballot every single year.
Yeah. So I get, we can't have that because we're just such a, we're really like 15 countries mixed into one, but I do get a little jealous over the kind of the national embrace that they have. And it will be cool to see Canada, if Oklahoma City wins this, that will be a title for them. Absolutely. That country will wrap that flag around those guys.
Now, as a couple of texters point out, Mathurin is playing for Indiana. Mm-hmm. He's Canadian. And so a couple of people are saying Nembhard is too. I didn't know that. They did mention them in the article, but they're not nearly as big a stars.
As Shai and Dort. Also, I don't know how much he claims because I think he went to high school here, but Shaden Sharp, locally, he's a Canuck. I think he's from Ontario as well.
Well, maybe he'll win a title in the Canadians.
What
do you think the odds of that are? Good?
Guys, move on.
Not great. No? But yeah, I wouldn't go into a Canadian bar and when hockey's on and say, turn on the basketball game.
Well, there are a lot of basketball guys up there that were like, they were worried about that. But again, games are staggered, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't, look, having been there many, many, many a time, they support all their sports, but there is one sport that matters up there, and all eyes will be on the Oilers.
It's going to be a great week, or 2 weeks, for Canadian sports bars.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. You got a little bit of everything.
The suds will be flowing.
Well, I think the suds will be flowing either way, but yeah, let's go.
Yeah, I don't know if either of you have been to Victoria, Canada.
It's amazing.
Beautiful. It's like a tiny Portland. I love it up there. But yeah, sports bars up there are fun places to go. So I can imagine this being a very, very exciting month or so up there. Kind of wish I were there.
If you ever go up to...
let's go. Road trip.
If you go up to Vancouver, we do it every time we go up. There's a... I think it's Portsmouth. There, you drive up into Canada, and then there's a piece of the United States that's in Canada.
Oh, Point Roberts. That's what you're thinking of. Yeah. Yes, the enclave.
Yes, yes, it's a phenomenal little place. You actually drive across the U.S. border, but you can't get there from the United States. You can only get to the United States by driving through Canada. It's just this little... This little inlet thing that sticks out.
So it's in the U.S.
No. Well, yes.
It is United States land.
Yes.
But you can't, the only way you can get there is through Canada.
Yes. Exactly.
So when
or by water. Or the water. Yeah.
No, that you can't even do that because they won't, there's no way to check. They won't let you come across on water. The only way to get there is to drive through Canada. So it's like 30 minutes from Vancouver. And you do have to cross a border. You do have to cross a border to go into Point Roberts.
Why can't they just lower
the latitude line?
The border.
The borderline? Because, they put it, I think, at parallel. That's why this ended up happening in the first place.
No, I get it. But none of the state lines are straight lines.
Yeah.
But the Canadian-U.S. border is a straight line.
Yeah.
Some of the state lines are straight lines.
Well, some of them, I'm just saying... You know what I mean? Like, we bend lines all the time.
They did not think of this.
And for those poor people just south of the border in Point Roberts,
And actually,
they're stuck being Americans.
I'm not trying to get political, but apparently since Trump took office, it has not been easy for the people of Point Roberts. They used to have, like, the Canadians would help them out because obviously you have to go an hour to get to school, hour to get to the grocery store and go through two border crossings. So they use, they used Canadian currency as well as American currency there. But since the election of Trump, apparently it's not, like, it's not an easy trip to get to Point Roberts anymore. And it's not really easy to spend your money on Canadian goods.
You know what I would do if I were Point Roberts? Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
I would find a big, giant land saw, saw it off right at the border, and let it float down and be the new San Juan Island.
I like where we're going with this.
It would become one of the San Juan Islands.
It's Friday Harbor number two.
Yes.
But if you, if you're ever up in Canada, we always go there and we watch American football. Go to the, it's the Kinski's Reef Tavern. Is the one bar in Point Roberts, and it's a phenomenal little place, and it just it's one of those it's now become like a little tradition for us to go watch American football in Point Roberts when you go north of the border.
All right, well, go Canada. You're weak. You're big. It's a big week for you.
Yes.
Let's make something happen.
Well, in basketball, it sounds like you got it won either way because you got a couple.
But, well, that's true.
You know, but I think they're, like you said, they're pulling for Oklahoma City.
All right, Knicks candidates next on The Fan. The Suns hired a coach today.
We knew it was going to be one of the two.
Very sexy hire.
One of the two Cavaliers assistants.
Love you call them the Knickerbockers, by the way. Please do that more.
Yeah, it's hard because,
I get it, but I love, the old school stuff. I miss it. I'm getting nostalgic.
Well, they are the Knickerbockers.
They don't call, nobody calls them that, though.
Well, it's because we're afraid to slip up.
Yeah. You got to be careful.
That is a dangerous word.
Yep.
If I go to New York Knicks' Wikipedia, it doesn't say that. It says New York Knicks. And then...
Well, it can be problematic, okay?
Absolutely.
I get it. It says also referred to as the Knickerbockers. Like, okay. Like,
so you keep going. If you go fast enough and you say it often enough...
Yep, exactly.
You're going to make a mistake, and that's a problem.
That's fair. I don't want to end up...
The other day, we were talking about the tidbits...
You know,
it's like,
gotta
be careful. Gotta be careful.
Who was the A's announcer that got fired? Long time.
I don't know.
Glenn Kuiper. That was his name. Yeah, like I don't need that.
I don't know if I'm gonna be putting on this headset again.
Except this wasn't a slip of the tongue.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
So the Suns hired Cavs assistant Jordan Ott.
Yes.
So exciting.
Well, and this is kind of what. A lot of these jobs now are going to these up-and-coming assistants. Someone was bitching and moaning about this today. I don't know.
Uh-oh. No way.
Well, yeah. I think
sports guy?
Yeah, I forget who it was. It was an ex-player, and then, like, Dwight James was chiming in on that and doing the, back in my day, you had to be 50 and bald, and now they're hiring all these young whippersnappers. And...
But does experience really matter? Like, when you look at Steve Kerr... Won in his first year.
No.
He won a title. Tyronn Lue won in his first year. Nick Nurse won in his first year.
Well, it's just, I think the idea
Udoka
is now,
made the finals in his first year.
This job, these jobs, and I think this goes for most sports. It used to be the old hard-ass wisdom guy that had been around the block, and we all know those people, would just keep resurfacing. And I think more and more teams are willing to look at the guy with a younger voice, fresher opinion, maybe some analytics involved, and are willing to try something new.
Well, they can better relate to today's players.
Yeah, well,
I think.
Thibodeau clearly is a good coach, but he's also, I think, 67, 68 years old, and he's now worn out his welcome three different places. So the question becomes, like someone asked the question, does he get another job? And I'm not certain that he does.
Tibbs?
Yeah.
Again,
like, it, do you want to hire a 67, soon to be 68 year old man that seems to have a very short shelf life and kind of pisses everyone off? Is that, like, I don't think you'd hire him to be like a coach of a young team. And so, like, is that a championship ready team? Does a championship ready team need a guy like as good as he is? The guy wins. I just don't know if there's another job in his future.
Well, that could be true of Malone too. That could be true of Budenholzer.
Yes.
It's true of the Tear Bear.
Yeah. He hasn't gotten another one. He's a good coach.
Another head coaching job anyway.
Yeah.
He's assistant. Mark Stein is reporting that the Knicks are expected to pursue Ime Udoka and Jason Kidd.
Yeah.
The odds-on favorite to land the job is Mike Malone. I don't know why, but he is.
And
then Johnny Bryant is number two, and he's the other Cavs assistant.
That was If it wasn't going to be this odd, it was going to be the other guy that were that was
Johnny Bryant.
Johnny Bryant,
and he actually has connections in New York too. Yeah. So.
Well, he was an assistant with New York as well.
The weird one is that if you hire Mike Malone, you're just hiring
Tom Thibodeau.
Tom Thibodeau.
It's very weird.
Yeah.
But, you know, as fickle as players are in the NBA, we talked a little bit about this yesterday, isn't early in the tenure maybe the best time to win? Like, a lot of coaches have proved that.
Sure.
Because they flame out fast.
Yeah.
But early, they catch the guy's attention. It's just that they work them maybe too hard over time.
Well, and that's
and like NBA players don't like that.
Yeah, well, someone pointed out, too, like with Thibodeau, one of the things is you play a S ton of minutes. He grinds you. And we had Jason Quick on years and years ago when they were talking about the Blazers and like all the players saying they want someone that's going to coach them hard, right? When they got rid of Stotts. Like they want someone that's going to hold them accountable. And I remember Quick saying, everyone says that until someone actually coaches you hard. And then you're like, well, I don't like this. And
I think it's really sexy.
And so it wears thin. So you bring in someone that's a hard ass like that, that runs tough practices, you play a lot of minutes. And it's fine because initially it gets results. You're like, okay, we're all playing hard. We get more wins. You feel like you're working towards something. And then a year or two, maybe three goes by and the results kind of stall out because ultimately you're just not good enough. Look, at the end of the day, the Knicks aren't good enough to win a title. So you kind of realize there's a plateau to this. You get a lot of miles on your body and eventually you just get tired of listening to the same dude yell at you every day and it's not getting you any better result. And so you're like, yeah, I'm done with this. So you're right in that the fresh voice at the beginning, that is your best opportunity to come in and make your mark. It just is.
I wonder, too, if it's a bit like baseball. I know this was a problem in baseball where the old school coaches, they do it their way. They know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. But more and more nowadays, front offices have analytics and they want you to coach the player. They have a say in what is ran.
Yes.
Or what is run. And guys like Tibbs, those guys aren't good. I mean, they're like, dude, they may placate and use a little bit of it, but they're doing their own stuff. Whereas I wonder now in the NBA if a lot of these younger guys are a result of they're just more willing to collaborate with management and its analytics on how to coach the team.
Look no further than the greatest coach in modern sport history, and that is Bill Belichick. No offense to Phil Jackson. Phil was kind of gifted the greatest.
Pretty good players.
He had some great players. Bill,
good little player.
Now he got Tom Brady, but dude, Bill built those teams, and those were not like
great little player.
Those were not Hall of Fame laden teams. They just weren't. Bill built those with Tom, but still. That's the greatest NFL coach and arguably the greatest modern day coach, period, of any sport. And no one was willing to hire him. And one of the reasons is just what you said. They did not believe that he could work hand in hand with younger front office people. And he even said, remember at the Falcons interview, he goes, no, I'll work with the GM. I'll work with player personnel people. And they looked at him and went, yeah, we don't think you will. I know you're saying that now, but I don't think you're going to. And not that it's the same thing necessarily, but you mentioned Terry Stotts. Stotts was the offensive game plan coach for the Milwaukee Bucks. And I forget who was the coach, the
Adrian Griffin.
Adrian Griffin, who was a first-time coach, former player. Terry Stotts quit before the season started because he yelled at Stotts. Like Stotts was like, what are you doing?
Stotts hated him.
Yeah, Stotts hated him and was like, wait, you don't have a lot of experience doing this. You're way younger than me, and you're gonna yell at me? I guess Stotts like called the players together like after a practice and we're like trying to get them together to talk about something. And he goes, no, I need to see the players. And Stotts was like, just a minute. And he yelled at him, and Stotts was like, yeah, I'm done. I don't need this.
You know, I love that about the Terry Bear.
Yeah, but I think
he ain't putting up with that.
I just think there is so much of that goes on in sports now where it's just the old way of doing things, whether you think it works or not, you are becoming a dinosaur.
Yeah, you have to adapt.
Yes.
And these front offices want you to, and they're your boss.
Yes.
Quick pushback. I did read that there are a lot of players that do like playing for that style that Thibodeau offers, frankly, because he gives you the space. It's a lot of minutes and it might wear you down, but at the same time, if you're growing and there's a point in your game that the coaches want you to execute better, Thibodeau gives you the minutes to do so. So, like,
Works. That works for about 2 years until you realize that you're playing 44 minutes a night and you get to the end of the season and your ass is dragging. That's why he flames out.
Well, it's also a lot of coaches that they'll play you, but you better be good because he doesn't play the.
No,
the,
he wants you
he
to
doesn't
be elite.
Develop guys. Yeah. He, you know, so that's another problem, too, that I'm sure that front offices are putting more emphasis on, and Danny seems to talk about this a lot, that they're putting more emphasis on developing players.
Yeah.
Not just, hey, is this guy good or not?
Well, so much of the new NBA, they're saying under this salary cap, is going to be, how many times do we have to hear good contracts and young guys, and you're going to have to get people that are cheap, and you're going to have to grow and develop your own players. And by the way, that's true for the NFL. The NFL's been that the way the NFL model works is you can have a handful of players on offense and defense that you pay, and everyone else needs to be young and cheap, and it's up to you to figure out how to get the most out of the guys and develop. And if you can't do it, your ass isn't going to be a coach for very long, and that's coming to the NBA.
All right, coming up next, take that, Scotty Scheffler. Hello?
Yeah.
No reaction out of him. How about that?
What?
Stoic.
Well, you were going to break.
No,
what am I saying? I was like, did I do something wrong?
I'm talking about Big Zook.
Well, I thought you were teasing.
Well, I just really wanted.
I do like when you say Scotty Scheffler in the accent.
We also have one golf course solving pace of play.
Ooh.
How many times do you go out and you play and you're like, come on. People think it's the Masters. Like, dude, you want to get home, get done in 4 hours, 15
If you're playing
minutes.
Good golf, play fast. If you're playing bad golf,
play faster. One golf course is getting lauded for solving pace of play. We'll tell you what they're doing. Coming up next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.